Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, you can find us on the web at voiceofvision.org. And we're in the middle now of our week from the sermon, I Tell You With Tears. And you can get that if you go to voiceofvision.org and you hit on the sermon button there. You can find that and you can download it from there or listen to it from there. If you want to get a copy of that, you can email me, pastorjd@voiceofvision.org, and we'll send you one free of charge. No problem there. If you are listening, and today our sermon title, or part of our message, is called Maturing Minds. Again, we're going from Philippians 3, 12 through 19. Today we're covering verses 15 and 16, and again, calling it Maturing Minds. And it'll be right there on the front page of voiceofvision.org with this recording. Or if you're listening to it to one of the stations that we're on, that's great. You also can go and hit Daily Blog and find the text and the audio right there. The day that this broadcast, the text and the audio are on the front page of voiceofvision.org. But after that, the audio goes in the archives, but the text you can always find at voiceofvision.blogspot.com. Again, by hitting Daily Blog there. And so you can hear any of the messages like the ones we've done so far. We did Press On, and then Going Towards the Goal. And again, today, Maturing Minds. Maturing Minds. It's a very important series. This message was extremely well received in our church, Riverside Christian Fellowship, and also over the internet on sermon audio, and we've gotten comments from it, and it really has helped to change lives and helped to open people's eyes. And to give people a response to others of their brothers and sisters who are in danger. They're not pressing on. They're remaining stagnant. And yes, God is sovereign, and whom He chooses and whom He declares righteous, they will not fully and finally fall away. But part of God's sovereignty is that He uses means. And He uses warning passages like the ones you see in Hebrews and what we see right here in the book of Philippians and 1 John and other places for that matter to convince the people that are the elect of God to turn around. Because the truth is that although God is sovereign, we are not static. We will press on, or we will fall behind. And if we fall behind, we will fall away. And I see it so often today, and people that you thought were stable, and you know, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs that if we don't keep heeding instruction, we will lose our diligence, we will fall back. And so many start so strong, but it's not how you start, it's do you finish? Paul says, I've run the race. I've fought the fight of faith. There's laid up for me a crown of righteousness that is given to all who love His appearing. They're going towards the goal. Which team are you carrying the ball for? All right, let's get to it. Let me read Philippians 3, verses 15 and 16. Let those of us who are mature think this way. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal this also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Wow, that is just such, I could go on for days just on those verses right there because it says so much. But again, Paul is talking about the fact that he had already been given the righteousness of Christ. He gave up his Judaism, he gave up his tribe status and his education status and all that. That has got him to a place, but it wasn't in Christ. And he says, I've counted those things as loss, and I've actually suffered the loss of all things, but I count them as rubbish now, compared to the surpassing worth of Christ. That's Philippians 3:8. And then he says, I want to have the righteousness that's not from works, but from the faith. And the righteousness of Christ, which comes by faith. And he goes, I'm not perfect. I haven't attained everything, but I press on. And again, if Paul needed to press on, friends, you and I, we need to press on. So again, doing our little outline at the beginning of Philippians 3, 12 through 19. If you missed any of these days, go back and hear them. But this is basically what's going on. Paul is talking about pressing on, and he says he's not there yet. He presses on to know Jesus even more. That's verse 12. Verse 13, he isn't complacent. He leaves the old life behind and strives towards his destiny. Verse 14, he moves towards his goal, which is the upward call. And now today, verse 15 and 16, mature people think this way. They keep maturing, and then God gives them more light. Maturing people, verse 16, people who are pressing on, walk consistent with the light they already have. Like, I don't think they just punch their ticket and then, you know, that's, Paul's trying to warn us, folks. Verse 17, people who are pressing on follow and fellowship with like-minded maturing saints. Verse 18, he's warned them many times and does so with tears, with a broken heart, that many are not really Christ, are not who they think they are. Part of the point of the passage, verse 19, they are not pressing on. Those that are not pressing on are falling away to their own desires for earthly things. They have the wrong mindset. Now again, in verse 15, Paul says, let those of us who are mature think this way. What way? To move forward and press on. And if anything, you think otherwise. In other words, you're not really following as hard after God as you think you ought to. God's going to reveal that also to you. He says, but remember, let us hold true to what we have attained. It's not how fast and how far you go. It's, are you actually doing it? Are you trying to press on? Mature people press on. They keep maturing. Why, you say, well, you know what? Well, I don't care. What is it? Look, because you want to. I don't really want to. Check yourself. Check yourself. Examine yourself, whether you be in the faith, except you be a reprobate, 2 Corinthians 13:5. I'm not trying to get you to be morbidly introspective and doubt your salvation. I'm trying to say that Paul's giving you some characteristics here. People that don't even care about pressing on. Again, he's not talking about how far or how full. Or how fast. He's saying, what road are you on? And mature people, they keep pressing on. They keep maturing and God gives them more light. We must walk in the light we have in order to receive more. The expectation of a new revelation, you know, of God speaking to your heart and showing you what's going on through His Word and trying to renew your mind around that, and Him operating surgically to make you more conformed to the image of Christ, that's not to make you less careful in walking according to whatever degree of spiritual maturity you already have attained. God makes further revelations to those who are obedient to the light they already have. Hosea 6:3, you can reference that. There's little point in pursuing God's will if we're not willing to comply, you know? Especially with obedience and things He's already made known to us. But people say, well, then I'm going to weigh it out. See, you're just the foreman still. You say, God is the Lord of my life. You know, Jesus is the Lord of my life, but you still want to control things. Big reason why people want to make Christianity so simple, and there is a simplicity to it, but sometimes people just want to make it simple so as to get a handle on it. And you say, Pastor JD, excuse me, what's wrong with getting a handle on it? Well, nothing if by getting a handle on it you mean to do it, not to get a handle on it to be done with it. But people want to get a handle on it so just control it, not to commit to it. They say, okay, I'll respond to this light if it's worth the price. And yeah, we're supposed to count the cost, but I got to tell you, if you don't press on, you'll fall away. There's little point in pursuing God's will if we're not willing to comply. How can we expect to receive more light if we have not responded to the light we've already been given? God's guidance subsides when it's unaccompanied by our acceptance. Anything but instant obedience, friends, is disobedience. It can be worse disobedience than the rest. I mean, you can be molding and getting it the right way and intending to, and that's good, but if you keep hardening your heart there, you're not going to hear God. You're going to look in that Word and it's going to be dry and dusty and You got to walk in the light as you have it, or else it becomes darkness to you. And you'll grow cold to the things of God. Maturing people, people who are pressing on, walk consistent with the light they already have. Many are deceived into thinking they're in the kingdom of God, but all they do is walk outside the will of God. You ever think about that? Oh yeah, I'm in the kingdom, but they're walking like they're not. You should read Jeremiah 7, verses 8 through 10. I'll just give you that. There's a freebie for you. How can you say you're delivered and you act like you're walking around with chains? But people walk outside the will of God and think that they're in the will of God. They're falling back into the flesh instead of pressing on in the Spirit of Christ. Instead of advancing, they're retreating. Instead of pressing on, they're falling back, and they're falling away. Falling away from the faith, falling away from Christ, falling away from church, falling away from the Bible, falling away from prayer, falling away from the old paths, falling away from Jesus being the only way, falling away from sound doctrine, falling away from all that is holy, falling away and falling prey for all the fads and frauds that come down the pike. People are falling away and falling down and falling back, and they're falling into a trap. They're falling for anything that makes them feel good, but is not of God. Falling away and falling to stay. Falling to pieces, but still not broken over their sin. See, maturing people think this way. They press on. And they hold true to what they've attained. They know they need it. Yes, I believe that when we're saved, we remain saved forever. But I also know that the Scriptures declare that many think they're saved when they're not. And many will be caught up and carried away with the cares of this world. You know, Mark, the chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, you know, the cares of the world, the riches and all these things, they choke out the word. That's what Paul's talking about in this chapter. You need to examine yourself in the light of God's word. Are you pressing on, or are you falling back? Again, it's not how far, how fast, but is your life becoming increasingly conformed to the image of Christ? Well, not as much as you like. Well, that's good that you're wanting it to be. But for some of you, is it even a real concern with you? Are you consumed with Christ, or are you being a worldly consumer? Let me ask you a question. Now, just think about this. Again, lean into the radio real good. You listening to me? All right, here's a little test for you. Are people better off spiritually having been around you? Let that sink in. Let me tell you again. Are people better off spiritually having been around you? Is your light shining? Or is it becoming dimmer? Is it getting more light every day, even as the darkness tries to surround you, even if persecution and suffering and what the world would call hopelessness enters in? Do you still have your hope? Is your light still shining? Are you giving a reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and respect? Is the light shining, or is it becoming dimmer, soon to be snuffed out? If you fall behind, you've got a lot to worry about. You need to look at what Paul says here. He says, let those of us who mature think this way. So it doesn't matter if I'm mature or not. Believe me. You're going to press on. Or you're going to fall behind. And if you fall behind, eventually, you will be left behind. Sobering message. You're maturing, or you're losing it. This was just day 3 from our sermon, I Tell You With Tears, Maturing Minds. Email me, PastorJD at voiceofvision.org. We can talk about it, send you some printed copy or, you know, CD or something like that. But until next time, we'll see you. This is, again, Pastor J.D. Hatfield, the Voice of Vision broadcast. God bless you.
See you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God eternally.